Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Man, we got so much to get into. Man, we've already gotten into a lot. We're minutes away from kickoff Monday Night Football between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. We'll talk about that game momentarily. Thank you so much to Brian DiArdo for joining us from CBS Sports. Covers all things NFL. We talked about whether or not it's time for Mike Tomlin to go. Damn it. We know Lane Kiffin left. Had his introductory press conference with LSU a few hours ago. And in about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with Bill Bender. Covers all things college football for the Sporting News. Bill will be here with us, and we will have a chat, not just about Lane Kiffin, about some of the other changes, some of the other coaching moves that we've seen in college football. And then how about this? There's actual football on the college football scene. This weekend, we're going to head towards the conference championship. So there's a lot to discuss with Bill Bender, and he'll be here with us in about 20 minutes. Of course, next hour, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got Michael Jordan. He was in court today. He's suing NASCAR. Wow. Okay, I'll explain. We'll get into that next hour. If you've missed a second or a minute or an interview or anything from today's show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live. You can hit pause. You can go backwards. You can do all of the things. Thank you for listening live on your local affiliate. Sirius XM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker? You don't have to lift a finger. Just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is all oh so simple. You can find me on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, we're getting ready for Monday Night Football. They got this song that I've never heard in my life because I'm always in the studio. Yeah, Snoop Dogg and another guy. And we're getting ready for kickoff. And what, let's be honest, this is not, and you never know, every NFL game, the cliche is any given Sunday, but today's Monday. We know any time that you step out onto a field, a court, a diamond, whatever the hell it might be. Anybody could win. And so the New York Giants could certainly wake up today and beat the New England Patriots. Now, is anybody going to bet on it? Now, unless you got some real money to throw around. If there is anything that you want to pay attention to with this game, we do have the return of Jackson Dart. Has missed the past two games for the New York Giants as he's been in concussion protocol. He made it very clear last week. He's like, listen, man, I haven't been in concussion protocol four times, all right? I've been in it twice. Not that it makes a difference. One time your brain gets rattled around is certainly enough. But Jackson Dart, we got to see what he's going to do under interim head coach Mike Kafka. This is going to be their first time together since the New York Giants got rid of Brian Daboll. And you would want to see if Jackson Dart is going to be a little bit more conservative when it's time to go out there and just run the football. Okay, Jackson Dart says, I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. I've been waiting for it. You know, obviously, these primetime games are ones that you have circled on your calendar. So excited to go out there, go compete at a high level and do everything, you know, my power to, you know, rally these guys. To put our team in the best situation, you know, when the clock hits zero, that, you know, we're going to come out with a win.
Oh, boy. Well, let me repeat this. The Giants have a record of 2-10. The Patriots are 10-2. All right. This is a team that has turned things around with Drake May. He's helping to go out there and deliver the football down the field for, I mean, people are saying he's MVP. I wouldn't put him in that category. I would still go ahead and say it's Matthew Stafford. But they're winning football games. You got Vrabel. I mean, what a tide turn, you know, for the New England Patriots. I mean, they had Mayo last year, and they were a joke. And now we've already seen how things have adjusted this go-round. And so you got a guy in his first year with the New England Patriots, Stephon Diggs, new team. They're winning. Just had a baby. Stephon Diggs says, listen, we still got more winning to do.
It's going to be key for us to be at the top of our game, you know, going into another primetime game. It's going to be another hostile environment, but it's the one that we create. So really look forward to it.
Look, last time we saw the Giants on the football field, they lost to the Lions 34-27. A lot of thoughts about their defensive lineups and setups and who was on the field, who wasn't on the field. Man, they got bodies. They got names. Hey, Dexter Lawrence, one of the best interior linemen in the entire NFL, even though the numbers may not indicate such. Brian Burns is already in double-digit sacks. You got all these young dudes that you would expect some big things from if they can show up to work on time, like Abdul Carter. And then you got the Patriots, who are missing one of their best offensive linemen. And that would you would expect to have an effect as well. Mike Vrabel said, yeah, the Giants pass rush against Drake May is going to be dangerous.
Those guys are certainly impactful players that, you know, have to be accounted for every play. And, you know, they rotate them through there pretty good. And so there's a lot of juice there. There's a lot of disruption.
Yeah, they rotate them. That's one of the issues that some of the fans had with them. And let's hear from Drake May, yeah, missing out on Will Campbell out there supposed to protect him. Well, he won't be.
Man, it's tough. I think you just for someone who works so hard and is playing at a high level and at such a young age, I think it's you know, just heartbreaking for him. You know, I know he'll be back, and you know, I know he's gonna work hard to get back.
We'll see how it goes. The Patriots, they got some more football to play, a lot of football to play, as they'll be making their return to the postseason. The New York Giants are not. I told you about Brian Burns already in double-digit sacks, has 13 on the season. And this is what he had to say about Drake May.
He does seem a bit poised in the maybe a little bit too poised in the pocket, but just overall, he's been showing his talent for sure.
Yeah, well, Drake May was asked about that. He said, listen, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'm just going to go out there and be me. And I guess if being too poised is throwing 21 touchdowns to only six interceptions, I would certainly go out there and sign up for that. Brian Burns didn't stop there. He was asked about Kafka taking over as head coach over Brian Daboll. He says, meh, whatever.
It's the nature of the business. Like, you know, once you have that first fire, just things start to, you know, kind of happen from there. And I've seen it before, so, you know, it's not like a crazy shocker, but it's just, you know, it's tough sometimes, you know, having that relationship with somebody for so long and then they just leave.
Yeah, they just leave. Well, look, Brian Daboll was, he was talking crap to everybody, okay? He's yelling at his guys on the sidelines and pushing dudes and yelling at doctors, is Jackson Dart ready? I need him. He was all over the damn place. I'm sure he's going to end up with a job somewhere else, maybe consulting before the year is up, and he'll be a coordinator somewhere. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting game. This may not be a blowout. We may have a turnover or two that keeps this game competitive. That's certainly what I believe. But I'm absolutely picking the New England Patriots to win. And if the Giants win, it's going to have to be the defense. They're going to have to play and win in ugly fashion if they want to go ahead and beat the New England Patriots. And let's be real, the Patriots are trying not to lose a trap game, and the Giants are just trying to establish an identity. They're trying to establish the players who are going to be a part of the future, and that starts now. I mean, if Kafka can go ahead and have a good showing the rest of the season for the New York Giants, he might be a legitimate candidate to keep the job. But the first thing that you have to do, you have to go out there and win. And so we're just a few minutes away from kickoff. And once they kick that ball off, of course, we'll keep you up to date on the game as much as we can here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's like everybody got a beef, right? I told you Bill Bender's going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about Lane Kiffin and his arrival at LSU and his departure from Ole Miss. But for whatever reason, there's just a lot of beef this weekend. And I understand it's the holidays, and typically, you know, you get into a beef or a fight with your family, but we got the football players angry at each other. Got coaches mad at cities and schools and teams. It was just ugly. Like yesterday, who would have thought this? You know, we talked about Mike Tomlin and whether or not the Steelers need to kind of part ways. Man, we even had Cam Hayward, who every year is one of the NFL's good guys. Josh Allen, always said to be one of the NFL's good guys. These two were going at it during the game. You know, there was a point in time where Cam Hayward was on the floor, and he says that Josh Allen gave him a knee, which is why during the game he jumped up into his face before they were separated. Listen to what Cam Hayward had to say about Josh Allen.
Being kneed in my stomach, and then, you know, just drawing back and forth, and then, you know, ticked off the entire game because as a quarterback they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You're saying he need you or
yes,
someone else?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did he cross the line throughout the game or was that one incident?
That was that one incident.
Is that on purpose by him, you think?
Yes. He even said after, you know, I had to do something to get you off me.
I gotta do something to get you off. Okay, so this is NFL. You got big-ass people beating each other up all the time. So Josh Allen said, I had to do something to get you off me. Maybe Cam Hayward took some time and just kind of land on Josh Allen. This is nothing. It's the NFL. These guys will be okay. Innocent beef behind two dudes who typically end up with the Walter Payton Man of the Year, or they're typically finalists for the award. And I guess this is a little innocuous. Nothing there. Nothing to see here. And then we got another beef. Whoa, how is this one involves Juwan Jennings again with the 49ers. The 49ers went out there and beat the Browns. You might recall Juwan Jennings got punched in the nether region last week as he was apparently talking some crap. And yesterday it was confirmed as the 49ers went out there and beat the Browns that apparently he was talking crap again. Okay, he got punched in the nether regions for talking crap. And Shelby Harris from the Browns on the losing team, he says, I understand why he got punched in the nether region. Listen to this.
He's a and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts. Because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he says he said some things about people's families and women and children that you shouldn't say. And maybe it's coming. Maybe Juwan Jennings will get punched in the jaw. Maybe that's coming soon. I don't know if I want Myles Garrett hitting me, but Myles Garrett was asked about Juwan Jennings, some of his vocabulary and words on the field, and this is what Myles Garrett had to say.
Well,
I can't speak for how he was raised, but if you have nothing good to say, no, don't say something to somebody. So, no, he had a lot to say that was demeaning and disparaging towards, you know, some of our players, and I was just trying to separate everybody. And, you know, I tried to go up and, you know, ask for, you know, what the problem was, and then he started coming at me. And, you know, I mean, some guys just roll like that. No, I don't feel like, you know, that belongs in the game. But, hey, if that works for him and them, then, you know, more power to him. But, you know, I'm trying to keep my guys focused on the game and not worried about, you know, stuff outside of it, because, you know, we're focused on what's on the field.
So none of that, anything to do with Malik, how Malik got hurt or anything like that?
No, he was just yapping.
Just yapping, okay. I don't know if I want to, you know, talk crap around Myles Garrett. That may not be the smartest idea. By the way, he got one sack yesterday. He has 19 on the season. Let's keep in mind the record is 22 and a half. And then, forget how many sacks that Myles Garrett may or may not have. That guy physically, I don't want no beef with him. And if I were Juwan Jennings, I guess if I was going to talk some crap, you know, I'd be running and hiding behind my my offensive line as well. But Myles Garrett isn't the type of dude I would want to see in any capacity at all whatsoever. Everybody's beefing. We even had a punter. Jacksonville Jaguars punter is out here allegedly saying that he's going to kill the other team's running back. The Jaguars beat the Titans 25-3. The Titans cannot catch a break. They look like they're on their way to the number one overall pick. But then we had Jags punter Logan Cook. Like, we had a beef on the field. He was saying that he was going to kill a Julius Chestnut. You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't. And then Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jaguars, he was asked about these comments. He's like, it's football. People say they're going to kill each other all the time.
Man, I've probably heard that said, like, 100 times, you know, from players in games, so whatever.
He's like, whatever. I'm going to kill you in a football, I guess. Look, I didn't play football. I played basketball. Never heard it. Bocce, you played baseball. Did anybody ever say they're going to kill somebody?
Once. That's happened once to me. Not to teammates, but to the Whoa. Team, yeah.
Somebody told your teammate they're going to kill him?
Yeah. It happens every now and then.
What, you got hit with a baseball or something?
Yep, felt it was intentional. Sometimes it was a dirty slide here and there. People get angry in baseball.
Whatever happened, I'm going to beat your ass. You got to tell you, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, they're like 1A, 1B. You know, I'll beat your ass, and then there's like the killing part. It goes 1 to 2.
Okay. That's quite an escalation there. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, well, I hope nobody kills each other. We need people alive the best way possible, especially, we just need people alive. Let's just leave it there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, since we're talking about beefs, well, I don't got a beef with this guy. I like him. We're going to have a conversation with Bill Bender from the Sporting News, covers all things college football. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin. Yeah, because he has he's set up quite the beef between Ole Miss and LSU. We'll talk about that, some of the other coaching changes, and what we can expect the rest of this week in a busy college football week. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Bill Bender on the other side. Don't move.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got a lot going on in the world of college football. We got coaches moving. We got conference championships at the end of the week. We got signing day. There's a lot going on. The playoff is on its way. We got rankings. To discuss everything going on in the world of college football, joining us right now is someone who covers all things college football, a senior writer covering all things college football for the Sporting News. Welcome back to the show, Bill Bender. Bill, how are you, man?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm very well. I know things have been very, very busy for you, so we appreciate the time and you joining, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the days last week, I kind of looked up and I was like, oh, it's dark out now. You know, you have one of those like, oh, I've been sitting here this long. But it's been a crazy week, no doubt, between the playoff rankings and the coach changings. And you know what? You just take the wheel. Tell me where we want to go.
Well, I know where we started off is the press conference that was had a few hours ago. Lane Kiffin being introduced down in Baton Rouge. Are you surprised at how any of this has played out? And I guess the second part to the question, will we ever see an adjustment in the college football schedule or the rules that will prevent a coach just from bailing at this juncture of the season?
I hope so, but I think the logistics of that would be a couple things, and I discussed this morning on a show. One, have an early signing day before the football season. So these kids, I mean, I'm a parent of a high school kid. That just makes sense. You know, let them enjoy their senior year. Two, move the portal back so that these guys aren't transferring during the playoff. And then three, you know, then you have coaches that should have to finish the season at that point. I mean, if you move signing day and move the portal, then Lane probably would have been able to stay. I think it is a special circumstance, JR. One of the things I said when this rumor started, I was like, there's no way Ole Miss is going to let him coach the playoff. I didn't think that would happen at all. It's a rival, air quote, school. In your conference that you're competing against, and you had a better record against, you beat them during the year. And how Lane left was obviously unceremonious, but at the same time, and I'm playing both sides here, I understand that, I don't begrudge him for leaving. It's not my business to tell Lane Kiffin where to work. You know what I mean? And so I don't. If he wanted to go to LSU, he wanted to go. It's just unfortunate it had to happen during the season.
Oh, this is just bad. Well, at least now the athletes as well, they have an opportunity and a chance to move around. And you talk about, of course, LSU and Ole Miss playing in the same conference. I don't want to say we have a similar situation. It is different as Summerall is moving from Tulane over to Florida. He's being allowed to go ahead and coach Tulane for the rest of however long their season is going to go because they have trust and – Well, there's a big gap between Tulane and Florida. What are your thoughts about him being allowed to continue to coach?
I like it. And I like the fact that Friday night won't feel like Eric Morris is going to Oklahoma State and John Summerall is going to Florida. It's going to feel like Tulane North Texas winner gets to go to the college football playoff and share that memory with their fan base. And I think Tulane fans and North Texas fans will be grateful if they're able to go. Part of the business when you're a group of four, group of five school, I went to one in the MAC. So I've always kind of dreamed of that, that the Bobcats, the Ohio Bobcats, would be able to go to the college football playoff. So I don't think either. And that's the difference. Now with Lane, obviously, I think part of it, though, Gary, kind of hijacked rivalry week, didn't he? It was going all the way into Sunday morning with the Marty Smith updates. It was a wild weekend with Lane Kiffin. There's no question.
We're wild, wild, wild. Bill Bender's joining us here from the Sporting News. You talk about that American Conference championship that we're going to get, North Texas and Tulane. How the heck did we get here? Is the ACC in such a shape that how did Duke get in here versus Virginia? What is this?
Oh, man, what a lawsuit that would have been if the ACC could have just said, you know what? You lost five games. We're putting Miami in the ACC championship game.
Yeah.
So it's better TV. I actually wouldn't have been opposed to that. But, you know, Duke, obviously, you can't tell that to Duke fans. That was a crazy scenario to break down over the last couple weeks. And, you know, Virginia could probably do the ACC a favor and win the football game and go to the playoff. Now, I know we're going to talk Miami-Notre Dame, and I got a good stat for you. Those two, the record of their schedule that they played against is literally like half game. I do think that argument's going to intensify over the next 24 hours because whatever the committee says tomorrow, I guess they could switch, but what would be the justification without both of those teams playing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, what else do you expect tomorrow? And speaking of all the changes, what the heck do you expect to happen on the Ole Miss side as well now that Kiffin is gone?
I think they still will get a home playoff game and be ranked number 7 because you can't – again, the committee, I always tell my buddies, they can do whatever they want. Right? They've proven that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you rank them behind Oklahoma, knowing that they beat Oklahoma head-to-head. Yeah, Lane's not going to be there, but I still think the players deserve a home game. They'll probably be the 7th seed. What a surreal scene it would be if Ole Miss plays Alabama at home in the playoff. And I think that's the other thing I'm eyeballing. What if Alabama loses really bad to Georgia? Does the argument shift from Notre Dame, Miami, because I think Notre Dame's in, to Miami, Alabama at that point. Three-loss Alabama playing a championship game, Miami sitting at home at 10-2. Both of those teams left out last year. Could be a really fascinating weekend for the Crimson Tide if they get beat by Georgia handily in Atlanta.
Well, I know there's a lot of people here in Atlanta that would certainly love for that to come true given the history. If we got to flip over to the Big Ten, is Indiana, are they really going to go out there and just beat Ohio State? Or should we look at Ohio State and say, Indiana doesn't belong out there with them?
You know, I was at Ohio State, Michigan, and I'm still shivering from the weekend, by the way. It was cold up there. I never would have thought that would have been like an appetizer for Saturday with Indiana and this really good Hoosiers football team where the Heisman's in the balance and Kirk Cignetti's up there and Indiana's first trip. It's old hat to Ohio State. I think the intensity of that game is going to be off the charts. We haven't had a really good Big Ten championship game since, in my opinion, since Michigan State, Iowa in 2015. So it'll be a fantastic game. I'm wondering what the gap difference is from last year. I was there when Ohio State beat them 38-15 and it wasn't really close. I think this one's going to be closer. The key for Indiana, they haven't – you look at their rushing totals against Oregon, Penn State, and Iowa. They're not great. I think Ohio State's defense is better than all of those defenses.
Yeah.
So what happens when they stress Fernando Mendoza into some third and longs? Does he make those Heisman throws, or do they make him look bad? I think that's really what the game boils down to me. I mean, we found the answer with what they did to Bryce Underwood in Michigan. Will it be the same thing is the big question.
Bill Bender is here with us from the Sporting News. As we continue on with the rankings tomorrow and signing day and getting to these conference championships, we will not see any more Bill Belichick or Deion Sanders for the rest of the season. They're done. They're cooked. How confident are you that we'll see both of them back on the sidelines in Boulder and then also North Carolina next year?
I think we'll get one more year of Belichick, just judging by the tenure of it. And, you know, we'll see if it goes in that direction, because so many coaching changes have happened. And I think North Carolina could have got a pretty good candidate had they made that move earlier. And Colorado's Deion's health will be a big factor. And, you know, I'm so proud of him for being able to coach through that. You know, I had a father that died of cancer, so you're always sensitive to that. I hope he coaches another year. I know the bottom kind of fell out a little bit this year, and that happens when you lose guys like Shador, who's faring quite, I think he's grinding in the NFL. He's doing all right. And, you know, Travis Hunter won the Heisman, so we'll see if he can get out there for another year. I would say less likely Deion coaches than Belichick, and I think some of that is because of where we're at in this coaching carousel where, you know, we're already 20-plus.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. There's a team. Penn State still doesn't have a coach. And now it seems like they're trying to get Satake from BYU. Like, what took Penn State so long, and do you think he'd be a fit?
I think what's hurting them is, like, a lot of the guys that were probably at the top of that list signed extensions. Maybe they didn't anticipate Cignetti, Rule, Brom, Elko. That's probably their top four. All of those guys signed extensions. So now you're down to, like, Cignetti, Satake. Man, you're going to make me say all these names. Heartline, the alliteration test there. They definitely will second-tier candidate. And that's part of the reason why I do think, I still hold Jared, I think we've talked since, that they kind of made an emotional decision with James Franklin, and it's biting them a little bit. Because that's a tough, if I'm applying for that job, I'm asking them that. They say, hey, the last guy won 70% of his games here. What are you going to do if I have a 5-7 season? You know, and that's really what's biting them a little bit.
Where and what is the impetus for change? You know, that was kind of the first question that I asked you. Are we going to see a change? Is it possible? Is it likely? Are we talking 4 years? Like, what changes anything when it comes down to scheduling?
I hope the calendar's first, and I hope we take a hard look at buyouts. I know I can't speak to other people's money, but the buyouts are absurd. You mentioned it. I'm glad players are getting paid. I'm glad they can move back and forth. You feel for the Ole Miss players here because you're like, how do you get up for a game with an interim coach after a special 11-1 season? Gotta be a test there. I think it's made, you know, Lane tried to play it off as different generation type deal. I both know those kids, they're kids, right? You can be impressionable and be a leader and those kind of things. And Lane's going to have to live with that decision. But again, are we going to say that in 3 years if LSU's like in the top four and playing for a national title, which three of their last four coaches have done? Does he like playing the role of the villain? I think we both know the answer to that question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. I'm pretty sure he's thinking of a diabolical tweet to send out first thing in the morning. So that's likely to happen. Bill, always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can find you and your work with the Sporting News.
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92, and I'm in the lab right now working on this Miami-Notre Dame debate to find the right answer. I still think Notre Dame will get it over Miami, but the surprise could be tomorrow. Who knows?
Hey, listen, I've seen enough of Carson Beck here at Georgia, so I wouldn't trust him for worth a damn, so don't ask me my opinion, okay?
I got you. No problem.
All right, thank you, Bill, for joining us from the Sporting News. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, Belichick spoke about the conclusion of their season, his first season in North Carolina. Deion Sanders spoke now that he's done another season here in Boulder. And then also, hey, Shador, we haven't talked about him in the show. He started his second game yesterday. How did it go? Well, didn't go great. We talked about one of, and well, you know what? Bacha, why are people calling each other names again?
A lot of low punches, a lot of hatred, a lot of beef.
Okay, a lot of beef. Well, we'll revisit some of the words that have been shared amongst some of the Browns. But we'll get into that on the other side of the break. Listen, we got Monday Night Football. It's underway. To get an update on what's going on with the Giants and the Patriots, it's time for a news flash on all things sports. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News. Covers all things college football. We know it's a busy week. It's been a busy week. It's going to be a busy week tomorrow. We have the latest college football playoff rankings. We have the championship games at the end of the week. We have signing day on Wednesday. It's been very, very busy. And then we still got a school like Penn State still doesn't have a coach, okay? If you missed any of the conversation that we just had with Bill Bender, all you have to do is go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, also, you just heard the update from Rich Ackerman. Monday Night Football underway. We've got about 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots already have a 95-yard punt return for a touchdown as well as a field goal. And we've already seen also a little bit of a scuffle a few minutes ago between the New York Giants and the Patriots due to a late hit on Jackson Dart on the sidelines. New York Giants players' offensive line didn't take liking into the timing of the hit. It looked like a football play to me. Jackson Dart was running down the sideline. I get it. He's the quarterback. He opened himself up. I don't think it was a late hit, but the Giants were out there protecting their quarterback. So New England leads the Giants 10-0. Now a little more than 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter with New England having the ball. So we thought that this might be an ugly one. New England already out to a hot start, and its lone touchdown is from special teams. Okay, so we'll keep you up to date as things continue on. I also need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. As we spoke with Bill Bender, of course, there's so much that has gone on with the coaching carousel and in college football. And one of the questions I asked him was whether or not some of the individuals that we will not see again this season, if they're going to be back. Okay, first of all, we got Bill Belichick. What a season he had, a debut season, a 4-8 record. He ain't getting no bowl game with no 4-8 record. And so after all the drama with him and his girlfriend and what she's allowed to do and who's running the program, it's done. Bill Belichick's first season is done. And I think some of the shine is off. I think there was too many distractions caused by, well, Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. And so Bill Belichick is just like, yeah, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to look towards 2026. But Bill Belichick had to say about the season being over.
How quickly does the page turn to 2026 for you and your staff?
Yeah, well, signing day is Wednesday, so I'm pretty quickly.
Right next to the coach on the left.
Look, I know obviously this one's, you know, pretty fresh, but, you know, 12 games completed, you know, just kind of looking at things. Just what do you think kind of made it, you know, a challenge to kind of get things together and, you know, considering the win-loss record?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the season later. Just finished with the game 10 minutes ago, so.
I guess we can take a look at it.
Take a look at it later. We'll go back and take a look at it and find ways to improve and try and improve it. Yeah.
Sounds like a guy who's ready to sit on the beach with his girlfriend, his younger girlfriend, about 50 years younger than him. But look, he'll be there for one more year because he ain't going back to the NFL. I think that door has been closed shut. I know every now and then you get a rumor about, oh, Belichick, he might go back to the... I think that's over. Okay, I think that's done for Bill Belichick. He was asked about what he learned in his first season coaching, and this is what he said.
Yeah, we just got done with the game. Okay, so...
On the left, coach.
Yeah, so we're not going to do a season recap. I'm just finished with the game here. We'll do a season recap when we get done with doing it. All right.
No, he doesn't want to talk about it. And there won't be anything else to talk about. He's just going to be miserable until he doesn't have a job. That's just the reality of it. And so I can't see him coaching at North Carolina past next year. I think at that point they may treat him like the Patriots did. Say, hey, thanks, but no thanks. It's time to move on. Like we did not get the results here. And then also speaking of moving on, I think he's also kind of having his coaching time in Colorado up in Boulder kind of dissipate. Deion Sanders, 3-9. No Travis Hunter, no Shador. Fired as offensive coordinator, has been dealing with a slew of health issues. Deion Sanders, this season in Colorado is done. And this is what Deion said about a rough season and what he's ready for.
God bless you guys. You guys have been kind, even considering the foolishness that you saw on the field and on the sideline this whole year. I appreciate you guys. I respect and admire your relationship. You don't have to go easy on me. I'm a big boy. I've been doing this for a long time. And when I win, I don't mind a clap. When I lose, I don't mind a boo. I played this game. I know this game like the back of my hand, and I love this game, and I love all the ups and downs, the ins and outs about it. And I'm built for every last bit of it. But if anybody's built to reconcile and to get this back on course, it's me. And I will do it if it's the last thing I do on earth. Trust me when I tell you. This was the last supper. God bless.
Now they lost to Kansas State 24-14. Well, does Deion have luster? I mean, everybody's going to just chase the check and chase the money. And if I know about his health issues and I know what the team did last year Am I jumping to join Colorado like 2 years ago? The answer is probably no. And so this is what Deion had to say when asked about players leaving due to cash and money.
The thing about these guys, man, you got to understand, when a guy leaves a program that selected him, picked him, or got him at the portal, he leaves for a multitude of reasons. The number one reason people leave is money. It's not a disdain for staff, a disdain for players. It's money. Let's just be honest, man. Let's stop sugarcoating this foolishness, man. That's why most people leave.
Yeah, well, people leave. I think his time is done. Botcher, do you see him last in the air more than a year?
No, I think next year will be his farewell tour, to say the least. Like, he'll try to be a better team, better than this year, of course, and then he'll step away. And I don't think anybody will blame him.
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody would blame him if he left now. I just think he wants to go out there and give it one more shot and one more crack. Speaking of some active NFL, well, an active NFL game, the New England Patriots just scored another touchdown. Looks like Drake May connected with Booty, 17-0. The Patriots now lead the Giants, okay? Short 4-yard touchdown pass in addition to the 95-yard punt return. The New York Giants are losing 17-0. Botcher, could this be one of the games where, you know, we get to the fourth quarter and they just pull fans out the stands to get a chance to play too?
I'd hope so. And it also doesn't look that Jackson Dart is helping himself here with his injuries and concussions. Like, he's risking his body way too much already.
Yeah, he's been knocked around quite a bit. Meanwhile, Drake May, 7 of 10 for that touchdown, and Jackson Dart has completed 3 of 4 passes. So there you have it. It's for 19 yards. Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a gut punch. And when you're a young QB, this is just the nature of it. So the first quarter is officially done. The Patriots lead the Giants 17-0. I was thinking maybe, just maybe, this might be a little bit closer, but that ain't the case. And then speaking of young quarterbacks, I told you, well, we know Shador is in the NFL now. He got his second career start yesterday. 49ers went out and beat the Browns 26-8. Shador, 149 passing yards, one touchdown. The Browns couldn't generate a damn thing. And then after the game, you know, Shador was asked about Kevin Stefanski and whether or not he's put him in a place to just succeed or flourish. And he says, man, I'm not getting into that. Why are you asking me this trash?
Those two fourth and ones that didn't work. And did you like Kevin having the aggressiveness there even backed up in your territory?
I mean, first, that's a rude question to ask. If I think, you know, it was a great call by my coach, you know.
Did you like the aggression? Do you like
being out there playing. so whatever that comes with, it comes with, you know. Like, you know, we not going to be here and ever point finger at no coach or do anything like that. You know, that's extremely disrespectful, and that's not even in my place. So I'm thankful for being out there, honestly, and I'm thankful that he trusts us as an offense to be able to go out there and be able to execute. Did we execute? No, we didn't. But, you know, I'm just thankful that we have that trust.
Man, like, they trying to set him. Hey, do you believe in your coach? Do you agree with what he did? Do you agree with it? they're trying to create a chasm between him and Stefanski. And let's just say, from Stefanski's perspective as the coach, I don't think he's done the best job in, you know, embracing Shador with open arms. And I think that may bite him in the backside coming down the pipe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we have more to discuss. The last hour of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Looks like Michael Jordan is suing NASCAR. And then we'll give you an update on the Patriots and the Giants. Are the Patriots going to score again? We'll discuss it. Don't move.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.